Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
It's incredible archive of priceless photos and documents being preserved and made accessible both in person and online from a location in Burien. And it's the result of a unique partnership between five nonprofit groups devoted to Northwest Railroad history. Our resident historian Felix Bunnell took a trip to the Pacific Northwest Railroad Archive. Felix is brought to you by Lake Washington Windows and Doors. Hi, Felix.
Yeah, morning, Dave. Yeah, this is a pretty cool organization that dates back a little more than a decade. I've been planning a visit since before the pandemic, and I finally made it there a few days ago to their facility in Burien. You know, in the past year or so, the publicly owned National Archives in Seattle and the State Archives in Olympia have gotten a lot of attention. But there's this whole ecology of private groups who do so much to preserve and share the raw materials of history. You know, we've talked before on this show about groups like the Puget Sound Maritime Historical Society or the Black Heritage Society, who do this sort of work, of course. But there's something about trains and railroad history that's almost universally appealing and that's a little tough to explain. And so at the Pacific Northwest Railroad Archive the other day, I asked Board President Bob Kelly why it is that so many people have an obsession with old locomotives or old railroad stations.
I don't know, but I certainly have it, you know. If I could stop and see a train go by, I will stop and see a train go by, or I will go to the depot, and I can't tell you what kind of locomotive it is, and I can't tell you what kind of air pump it has or any of that, like a lot of people can. Yeah. But there's this feeling about it that a lot of us have. It's like, whoa, boys, I'm in the right place.
Now, Bob's a great northern guy. We'll talk about what that means in a few minutes. The founder and director emeritus of the Pacific Northwest Railroad Archive is Gary Tarbox. He's a Northern Pacific guy. He's also had a 40-year career in tech at Boeing and Microsoft. He's the architect of the partnership between the five groups that form the archive: Cascade Rail Foundation, Great Northern Railway Historical Society, Northern Pacific Railway Historical Association, Spokane, Portland, and Seattle Railway Historical Society, and the Boeing Employees Model Railroad Club.
We are a consortium of five different organizations, all doing something that no one of them could do alone. In other words, we've pooled our resources to do something that's way above what any one organization can really finance and all.
You know, and it's really unusual and a really brilliant way to kind of kill a bunch of birds with one stone. And the best thing they did was to buy an old plumbing supply building in Burien back in 2010 when the real estate market was still reeling from the Great Recession. You know, it's critical for any archive to know it will never have to move. You know, just ask the people out at Sand Point about right. that. Now, the Burien facility is open only by appointment. They've got about a dozen workstations for in-person access, but they're also very active by email and phone for people all over the country, and they've spent a lot of time digitizing stuff. In the storage areas, which are pretty massive, they have old ledgers and maps, railroad timetables, thousands and thousands of photos. You know, much of it's organized in what's called compact storage. Those are those kind of shelves that you can wheel right. with a crank and move back and forth across the floor to make space. And before this archive existed, most of this stuff was spread out amongst countless private basements around the region. It was really just like a diaspora. Now, I talked to a researcher over on the east side named Kent Sullivan, who does a lot of work on Northern Pacific history, like that old Beltline, which is where the new East Rail runs through Kirkland and Bellevue. Now, Kent really appreciates the volume and quality of material at the Pacific Northwest Railroad Archive and the staff and volunteers.
Having a place that has a critical mass of material now, it doesn't mean that there's no searching and scratching your head and trying to figure out where to look, but at least you have some confidence that if there is an answer, it's likely to be in that building and that there's a staff, some paid, mostly volunteers, who are constantly paying attention to that collection, doing an inventory, trying to get it organized, cross-reference, get it digitized. It's just an enormous help.
I also talked to Gus Malonis. He's a third-generation Northwest Railroad guy who recently retired from BNSF Railway after a long career and who was heard often on local media. BNSF has supported the archive financially. They appreciate that the consortium exists and that they're taking Northwest Railroad history seriously, and it's a resource for BNSF, too.
When I was director of public affairs, I might get a call on a circus train, and I'd need information on, well, what type of rail cars, were used to transport elephants, or information about an old train station that no longer exists. The train stations are disappearing. An old depot somewhere. They were great help.
You know, and that's the thing about railroad history. It goes far beyond just nostalgia for steam engines. I mean, the railroads were one of the earliest heavy industries, earliest major landowners around here back in the 1870s. So railroad history, it's like this hidden superstructure underpinning so much of the other, you know, post-settlement history. You know, Board President Bob Kelly told me how the archive recently helped a surveyor in the Chehalis area.
He was surveying some property and nothing lined up. And so he contacted us because the survey started in the middle of the railroad. Except the railroad it started from was in where the railroad was located in 1890, not where the railroad was today. So his crew had gone out to where the railroad was today. As soon as we showed him where the railroad was in 1890, all of a sudden everything lined up.
And I mentioned Bob Kelly's a great northern guy. Gary Tarbox is a Northern Pacific guy. I found that in any Northwest Railroad history gathering or conversation, each railroad history buff will have one favorite railroad they cherish above all others. Great Northern, Northern Pacific, Milwaukee Road. They don't hate the others, but they do love their favorite. You know, and most of those railroads were ultimately folded into what's now BNSF. The big merger was more than 50 years ago. And Director Emeritus Gary Tarbox says the specific date forms a kind of a dividing line between eras and also informs the larger philosophy for the folks at the archive.
We tend to do March 2nd of 1970 as the last day of the independent railroads, the Great Northern and the Northern Pacific, and, because they all went into the Burlington Northern from our perspective here. So that's, we consider that merger day. But post-merger, we still follow the rails, you know, where it went, how communities were served. A lot of cases here is not so much we're focusing on the railroads, but we're focusing on the communities served by the railroads.
And that's the key right there. You know, railroad history is really just history. And with this archive, the best place to start is their website, pnrarchive.org. They have thousands and thousands of items online. It's not just for specialists. It's for anyone who's interested in really anything about Northwest history.
Yeah. I had a fascination with trains, too, as a kid. I had a model railroad set. Do they have a model railroad set at the museum, by the way?
They do. It's one of the groups. It's the Boeing Employees Model Railroad Club. And in a big room, they show me there's this huge layout, bigger than anyone I've ever seen, with meticulous detail of these little tiny railroad engines and depots and little tiny people and mountain goats up in the hills. It's crazy. They have open houses for that on occasion.
That's good, because even if you're not into old documents, everybody loves a good railroad set, right?
Isn't that weird? It's so funny.
Felix Bunnell is our resident historian. You can find all his features, fully illustrated, by the way, at MyNorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.